The Oregon Supreme Court ruled in 2017 that passive resistance wasn't a crime. That means a police officer can't arrest you for not following their orders if they don't suspect you of committing a crime. But some Oregon cities say the McNally case ruling has made it difficult for them to fine people for breaking city rules. These violations aren't technically crimes in that they're not misdemeanors or felonies. They're rules that cities put in place to maintain social order. Things like prohibiting dogs in certain districts or sleeping on sidewalks. Ashland Police Chief Ty O'Mara says people who violate city rules are increasingly using passive resistance to avoid giving officers their names.
If I don't have that information because the person refuses to identify himself or herself, then I can't fulfill my role under the city charter that says I have to fill out a complaint, which is a ticket, and forward that to the judge.
O'Mara's office is proposing an ordinance that would allow his officers to arrest someone and charge them with a misdemeanor if they don't provide their name and date of birth. That charge could result in hundreds of dollars in fines and weeks in jail. Critics argue that the ordinance flies in the face of the state Supreme Court's 2017 ruling. Those critics include Lauren Regan, executive director for the Civil Liberties Defense Center.
The Oregon Supreme Court made very clear that the mere refusal to cooperate with a police officer does not result in a misdemeanor crime.
Regan says the ordinance takes what was initially a city violation and turns it into a misdemeanor.
Ashland can't have it both ways. Either they need to make these offenses misdemeanors and afford the person all of the due process protections that correlate to a misdemeanor, or it's a violation, in which case they cannot jail the person.
Regan adds that this ordinance will intimidate people who are undocumented and that it unfairly targets homeless people. Things such as drinking a beer or sleeping or using the bathroom don't break any rules so long as you do them in the privacy of your home. But what if you don't have one? Ashland City Councilor Dennis Slattery says he expects everyone, whether housed or houseless or undocumented, to cooperate with city rules or face the consequences.
I mean, we need to be able to deal with people in such a way that doesn't intrude on other people's right to live peacefully downtown.
Slattery says the McNally case unintentionally left a gap in state law, that the state Supreme Court simply didn't account for city violations when it ruled that passive resistance wasn't a crime.
In this case, what we're talking about is somebody wants to assert a passive resistance after they've committed a violation that a community has said we don't want to have happen. I don't think people should be able to do that.
Slattery says he has spoken to a lot of people who support this proposed ordinance. But how do homeless people feel about it?
We don't make policy based on how people feel about the ordinance. It is a policy-making body.
I met Terry Crawford at the Ashland Community Resource Center, a nonprofit that serves homeless people. Crawford says as a Black man, he's concerned that the ordinance will encourage police racial profiling, that they'll begin stopping people of color for minor infractions, such as smoking a cigarette in a non-smoking zone.
People try to cover up the racial issues here. They're here. You know, I see them, sometimes I feel them. I'm 6'5", I weigh 270 pounds. I get a lot of double takes, but it's just something you got to accept.
Crawford has a list of medical conditions that can put him in the hospital for several days at a time, which prevents him from keeping a steady job. Because he doesn't have a stable income or work history, he can't compete with other people applying for an apartment. So he lives out of his car and he tries his best to lie low.
Well, I make it a point not to look homeless because I never carry a backpack. Or I never carry a sleeping bag. So I try to stay shaven, keep my hygiene up, and look responsible.
Crawford says that's hard to do in Ashland, a town that tends to attract affluent retirees and tourists. Critics argue that this ordinance will not only add to Ashland's existing rift between the housed and houseless, it will also send more people to an already crowded jail, thereby draining city resources. City councilors will have to weigh these costs against what the Ashland police say is a shortcoming preventing them from doing their jobs. April Ehrlich, JPR News.